Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When Christ dwells in you, that means everything that God is inside of you. Mm-hmm. And to express that and have confidence in that is when things really begin to change, you know. And so we begin to talk about that in the awakening with our Thomas, and we watch Christians who walked in and to, you know, what believe in God for healing, and they had no idea that the person sitting next to them who was walking in believing God for healing was going to be the ones that laid hands on them and say, be healed in Jesus' name.
That's right.
And God began to heal major things. We'll have some videos for you on it, but it was just powerful where we had one particular lady for years that her knee was injured. She just limped on it. She tried everything to get it repaired and prayed. But it was that night that there was faith where somebody just laid hands on her, and not only did she get healed, but she's bouncing around like a pogo stick on that one knee, you know. And it was exciting.
Beautiful.
It was.
Yes.
You know, and I remember another particular lady that her hand her hand hurt so bad, and her thumb situation hurt so bad that it just wouldn't stop for quite some time.
She lost
mobility in her thumbs, and all of a sudden, suddenly, just like this man that we just showed you, she was healed. And there were so many healings that took place, right?
There was a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It was really awesome to see. Like you just said, everyone came in with different expectations. They came with different ailments, different type of, you know, sicknesses. And just to see the wave of just God's glory move from, you know, one side of the room to the other, where people were experiencing and encountering the love of God as they've been suffering and seeing God just touch them in their body. It was really beautiful, very encouraging.
Yeah, there's one particular young lady that had an irregular heartbeat and just laid hands on her. And he only laid hands, I guess, on two people. The rest of it was the people on the Gulf Coast that laid hands on the people on the Gulf Coast. Christians laid hands on Christians.
Imagine that.
In the name of Jesus, and without a whole bunch of hoopla, you know, and all that energy that so many people think, trying to squeeze a miracle out their arm. And just believe God, and God began to heal. He just healed. Mm. And it was exciting to watch this young lady who had an irregular heartbeat. And see, she's probably in her late, probably 19. And her heart totally settled down at that one moment. There were just so many different kinds of miracles that took place. We're gonna have hopefully some testimonies for you on that, but know this, the entire conference is available to all of our partners. Mm. It's in what's our VFNKB partners,
That's
Kingdom
right.
Business Partners. And so, you know, you can partner for any amount at all, and you have access to everything, all these teachings and green room and specials. And we just, you know, it's us together. But the VFN Kingdom Business Partners, those seven mountains that we talk about, we'll be talking
about
that.
This is an excellent, excellent conference. I mean, just precept upon precept, truths, and questions and answers. It was over, I believe, 8 sessions. Listen, you don't want to miss it. You really want to be able to get that because it's a tremendous faith builder. And once you get through it, you'll start believing God and, you know, moving in healing yourself.
Yeah, and there are our listeners or viewers that don't have access to the internet, and you can request, I think it's for a gift of $40. I believe it is.
Yeah.
At $40, you can have the entire DVD set, which
it's
I think
like
is five.
Five DVDs. Yeah. Yes.
But we want to make it available to you. We want 7 DVDs.
Wow.
Yeah, it's 7 DVDs. So I believe it's a gift of $40 and shipping and handling is covered with that. We want you to have it. We want to awaken healing inside of your life because, you know, we've been talking about these prophetic warnings and what's taking place. And it's just, you know, if you've been with us for a while, we've been talking about it. But, you know, those warnings are over. I mean, we'll talk about some happenings, but the warning's over. Mm-hmm. You know, as of this last weekend, it's all begun.
It's here,
and so there's going to be some unfolding of some things that are going to take place that have been prophesied about, and probably you're going to hear more like this is that, you know.
Right.
But the exciting thing is this: is that it's going to be the greatest days, you know, for the church, you know, meaning not a building and not an organization, but for those who love God and want to go out and let people know that God loves them and has a plan for their life and to win the world, as many people who want to come to
That's
the Lord.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I think about, you know, Rick Joyner, when he was talking to Jim Baker about preparation, and he ended with talking about, but this is a time the people's attention is going to get off all those distractions. And so we didn't just prepare physically. We need to prepare spiritually. As a matter of fact, listen now to Rick Joyner talk about that.
What we also teach is, okay, if you know that power may be out for a while and different things, this is how you would prepare. I think you need to mirror that with spiritual preparation.
Amen.
We need to have Bibles, Bible studies.
Yeah.
Your neighbors, without their television coming on, are going to be ready to read anything you give them.
That's right.
You know, to me, this is harvest time.
This is
harvest time. And
I love it.
So
it's our time. It's the church time. It's the soul winning time.
Right. And in natural food, I want to have enough to, if I know there's a family next door where I can bring them a meal or whatever and say, look, I know you're probably, and bring them material to read. This really is the time we've got to prepare for salvation, for saving souls.
Yes.
And for discipling them. And I believe it's going to be the best of times we've ever experienced.
Imagine if you're the ground and somebody looked at you and they said, you know, I really want you to produce. I want good things to come out of you. And you never, as the ground, piece of ground you never produced before. The first thing that they're going to do to the ground, to the soil in the ground, is they're going to break it up. They're going to de-weed it. They're going to put things, nutrients in that soil and prepare the soil for a great harvest. And what you're going to see and what you're beginning to see and it's going to continue to see is a tilling of the soil of men's hearts. And maybe you've been ministering to people for years and they're just religiously stuck or they're just stuck outside of anything to do with God, but they have all these addictions and distractions. Mm. And so when all that stuff's cut off, they're confronted with the very thing that they've been scared of and they've been running from themselves and God. And so what are they going to do? This is a perfect time for us to be able to tell them how much God loves them and has a plan for their life. No, this is not God doing this. This is God turning us over to our decisions as a nation and as a people.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.